The Hook Show for December 25th, 2005, Christmas Day.
The Hook Show!
The Hook Show. Arrgh. I'm a pirate. Yarg.
Hookshow.blogspot.com.
Hi, this is Digital Dan here, and I have some interesting tech goodies for you. Couple of interesting little known facts about Christmas with Christmas Eve. I was looking at newscientist.com. I had a feed that was talking about some of the new headlines on there, and apparently Santa's reindeers can work throughout the night. That is physically possible to do. Apparently through the article that they're stating on here, reindeers have a body clock that's not on a 24-hour day cycle. But apparently, depending on when they eat, they can stay up all throughout the night and all throughout a 24-hour period as long as they have something to eat at a different timely manner. So that part about Santa going around the world, you know, it's true. Another thing that's tech goodie that I found that was really kind of fun is over at Engadget. Apparently somebody has hacked one of those Walmart singing Santas. They actually found a way of hacking it to making it do whatever they wanted it to do. I haven't read it too specifically to see exactly what they made it to do. But apparently they've made some interesting hacks on Santa. Oh, as I see right here, it's a 5-foot animated singing Santa for about $50. That's over at Walmart. And this guy has all the full details on how you can actually hack it to make it say what you want it to say, apparently. So, might be kind of fun if you're interested in that. And then I have a couple of them right here that are pretty good for Christmas lights. One of my favorite things throughout this holiday season is to check out some of the different Christmas light displays. And over at Make, apparently they found a way to sync some of the Christmas lights with music. So it might be something you'd like to try. Personally, I find it kind of interesting, but I don't necessarily have enough time to go through the point of actually making it. But I do find it really kind of interesting to see it. So just look up Music Sync Christmas Lights over at Make, and you can see how you can do that for yourself. Oh, and another thing here on Engadget, there's this Christmas Lights Gone Wild, where this guy has done something fairly similar to what they're talking about on Make, where they actually made a multimedia Christmas light show. I've seen it a couple of times on TV and stuff, and it's a really cool idea. This guy, you can definitely tell, has gone through a lot of work to make it really interesting, where there's a lot of different dimensions to how he synced the lights to different music. So if you haven't already seen the video on this, this is on Engadget on Christmas Lights Gone Wild. Oh, and if you're interested in going and checking out some of the different Christmas lights, another thing on Make, they're talking about how you can actually take the best photos with holiday lights. Actually, here in the Twin Cities, we have a thing called Holidazzle, where they have a display that's basically a parade of Christmas lights, where you have several different lights on floats and stuff where they spin around and all that kind of fun stuff. So you might want to check this out over on Make on how you can take some photos with holiday lights. Okay, and over on uberreview.com, they're reviewing another interesting Christmas lights thing. They call it light flurries projector, where you're actually like projecting specific lights on your home. So instead of having like the Christmas lights on the outside on strings, it's basically a projector that projects different images that can make it seem like it's actually snowing on your home. So it might be something kind of interesting to look at if you're interested in that. On this whole thing of Christmas lights, this is the last one, Christmas lights related. Apparently there is a hoax associated with Christmas lights with a webcam. This is over on Boing Boing. apparently there's a guy that was making it so he can control his Christmas lights over the web, and he was doing it for an auction, through a charity auction. So I might want to check this out. I found it kind of interesting, because there was a website out, can't remember exactly what it was. It was like Annoy Me or Bug Me or something like that, I forget. But it was a guy that actually rigged up all of his lights within his home so he can control it via the web. And he had a challenge to anyone out there that they could actually go and see if they could annoy him so much by controlling all the lights via the web. Can't exactly remember what that website is. So if there's anyone out there that wanted to check that out, they can for me. Let's see here. One of the classic things associated with Christmas is TPS? They do the 24 hours of a Christmas story. And over here on Boing Boing, I found an interesting one. I've not yet seen this, but I'm really excited about checking this out. It's a video mashup. It's called A Christmas Gory. So they made the classic movie A Christmas Story into a horror movie. So if you get tired of actually seeing A Christmas Story so many times on TBS for the 24 hours, this is a new rendition of it over on Boing Boing, A Christmas Gory. And one last one right here. Since Christmas is coming up tomorrow, one last thing you can do over on lifehacker.com, you might be actually getting a bunch of gift certificates or gift cards. One thing that they show you how to do is actually you can swap some of these different gift cards online. So if you get a gift card for a place that you don't necessarily feel you're going to be using, you can actually go to a couple of these websites, cardavenue.com, swapagift.com, giftcardsagain.com, or certificateswap.com. So you might want to check those out if you have some gift cards from unwanted locations. So this is my little digital segment. I'll talk to you guys later. Make sure you check out the website, hookshow.blogspot.com, and you can contact me at hookshow+dan@gmail.com. Talk to you later. Bye.